Okay, before we talk about the potential Senate slate and the new unity, Sir Ronald, tanong ko sa'yo, and then si Mark, do you think that maybe the reason why BBM is still stubbornly timid about it, if I can put it nicely, or not so nicely, baka naman, hindi naman siguro pulveronic video, but may, is it possible that Duterte may have something talaga on him and that's why he's holding back? I mean, di ba? I mean, maybe it's not because he's timid, because maybe they have something else on him. Kasi di ba, Ronald, ang discussion natin dun sa isang episode, well, Mark was also there, right? Which is, baka the reason why Digong suddenly after denial ni Panelo, bigla, ay, oo, meron ng gentleman's agreement. Baka naman may video din yung China dun sa, I mean, you get what I'm saying? Maybe there's something here holding Marcos back. Anong suspecha mo? Na as part of, di ba yung parang mga Godfather style, as part of their unity team, oh, I'll give you compromat, you give me compromat, mutually assured destruction. Don't you think there could have been an arrangement like that? Now you go after me, I go after you. I mean, I know it sounds crazy Netflix, but you never know, right?
I doubt it. I doubt it. Dahil kung meron ganyan na very fundamental, very compromising, from the very start, as early as 2022, ay doon na nangyari yung masahe. Diba? Hindi na nangyari yung tambaluslos. Hindi na tinanggal yung confidential at saka intelligence fund. Diba? Hindi na tinuloy yung Chacha train or People's Initiative. No? Hindi na naglabas ng statement na, oh, hindi kami magko-coordinate sa ICC pero papasukin namin. So ang daming nangyari. Kung talagang merong compromising something, ay pwede nang from the very start na preempt yan, no? Ikalawa, kung meron man, halimbawa, it's a video, lalo na kung video lang yan, ang daling i-explain away yan eh. No? Deepfake, no?
I see.
So, yun yung mas problema eh, no? At ikatlo, eh lahat na lang pwedeng ibato na ibato na eh. No? Na ibato na eh. Lahat ng threats na iba to na eh. Pala nga eh, Romanov. Romanov na nga at saka Mussolini yung threat eh. No? Yung, ano pa bang
Grabe yung
iikukan mo?
Romanov, di ba?
Oo.
Grabe,
Oh.
massacre
So,
ng family.
ano pa
Grabe
bang
yun.
ibabato mo?
Klase.
No? Kaya I doubt kung merong compromat, no? Yung both sides. No? Siyempre, lahat naman meron eh. Yan naman yung nature ng
Pero na
ating
yung process,
politiko
pero
eh.
hindi siya level of like,
Oo.
I don't know,
Wala
Bongbong
namang,
yeah,
lalo na
Trump.
sa Pilipinas, wala namang imposible.
Okay.
Pero looking at what happened, tingin ko improbable.
Yeah. I mean,
No?
before we
Tingin ko
go to the
improbable.
Senate thing, I want to ask also Mark about it because Mark made some very interesting suggestion that the new unity thing is what we were discussing while naghihintay tayo kanina. Ikaw, Mark, I mean, what is your take on that? I mean, what is holding back Marcos?
Tingin ko wala din. I agree with the Sir Ronald, wala. I think ano eh, may strategy dito eh. Merong timing, merong ano. So, yun lang yun. I think it's more of timing strategy. Tapos mag-a-adjust kung anong gagawin nila. Kasi ano eh, kung titingnan mo, maybe they were baiting Digong din to get angry eh. Diba? They were hanging yung ICC, tatakutin ka with ICC hanggang pumitik si Digong, hanggang maging for the other side na madiskarel and magulo yung strategy ng kabila. So, I think everything is calculated, everything is planned. Parang there's ano eh, there's a parang method to the madness. In the same way na kay Digong din. Si Digong nung term niya, akala mo mura lang ng mura, akala mo, pero hindi nakaplano pala eh. May plano eh. Kay Marcos naman, akala mo parang masyadong mabait sa lahat, masyadong ano, pero I think lahat yan calculated, lahat yan ano, they know what they're doing and nakaplano lahat. Yun ang, and lalong after the interview of First Lady, it's clear na they know everything that's happening and hindi lang sila nag-respond dun sa lahat.
Well, Mark, you have a lot of faith in the rationality and this political skills of our trapos and all, but I can see na hindi naman totally mindless, especially on the part of Marcos. I think my problem with Marcos is probably he's overanalyzing things rather than underanalyzing things. But oh, actually, what I wanted to say kanina, medyo nasabaw na rin yata ako sa traffic today. No, eto, what I would argue, Ronald, is that actually one reason for Marcos to be confident, and I think that's why the First Lady could come out, is if there were to be a damage to Marcos, nangyari na eh. Yung drop niya ng 13 points, 80% of that was from Mindanao and the hardcore DDS base. So if there were to be a damage, it's already done. So parang na-absorb mo na yung damage. Eh. Ayun lang pala eh. Hanggang dyan lang pala kayo eh. So actually, if you're the Marcos camp, you're gonna say, so this is the most you could bring to our side. Twice gonna call for insurrection. Binastos mo kami. Okay, nag-drop ako ng 13 points, but still I'm a majority president. I mean, approval ratings of BBM is something that Biden would dream of having close to 60%, right? Kasi for me, parang okay, bring it on. That's it. That's all you got. All right, let's go for this. Kasi nakita natin na exposed din yung limits ni Digong eh. And this is where I slightly disagree with Mark. I think Digong genuinely thought that with those speeches and interventions, talaga ma-destabilize si Marcos Jr. and he would be dissuaded from his foreign policy. But hindi. So clearly, nag-overshoot siya. Nag-3 points siya. Umabot dun sa kabilang kanto, di ba? Which sets the tone for our conversation in this episode. First of all, Rona, do you think that will she run or is, but definitely there's a good reason for the first lady to run. I mean, do you think, I mean, she, one of the things you've seen in the interview is that she's a natural politician, right? But she will easily win, right? If she were to run. Kasi pag yung Senate, ang lakas ng DDS pa rin eh. Kalahatan ng mga, tama yung sinabi mo sa isang episode. There are at least 5 or 6 DDS, Team DDS. That could make it to Magic 12. So this is not looking very good for the admin. And then I'll go to Mark with his fantastic suggestion on encounter unity.
Ang tanong mo, will the first lady run?
Yeah, and or maybe not, but yeah. will it make sense? Kasi medyo parang kapos sila eh dun sa Magic 12.
Yeah, I doubt it. No, ang tingin ko ang gagawin ni BBM, kumuha siya ng mga winnable senators. No, re-electionist at saka mga babalik. Halimbawa, yung mga babalik, yung macho group. Tito Soto, Pacquiao, Ping Lacson. No?
Isko.
And Lito Lapid. Yan yung macho group. No? Oh, yeah. And Gringo Hanasan. Apat dyan winnable. No? Apat dyan winnable. Kalawa, ay iko-coop nila si Bong Revilla. Koko-op nila yan. No? At kukunin nila si Isko. And Doc Willyong na medyo tumataas ngayon.
Erwin.
No? At possibly si Gordon. Tapos meron kang dalawang tulfo na walang partido, no? Kunin nila. So, meron silang mga winnable na mga walo. No? Na walo. So, tapos kung sakaling mangyayari yung ICC, baka mabawasan ng 2 o 3 yung winnable sa kabila. No? So, yun yung mathematics eh. Yun yung nakikita kong balance sheet. Pero kailangan, meron na silang gawin. At tingin ko, itong ginawa ni First Lady ay simula nung Baragulan. Simula ito ng street fighting. Kahit hindi kilala yung Marcos administration sa street fighting, tingin ko ito yung start.
May Ronald, no? Talagang kailangan ka kung mangyari ng Baragulan. Talaga warm bodies. Nandiyan na tayo, pare. Guns. Let's bring it up. Yeah.
Ako din, tingin ko si Lam din. I think Lam will run pero sa 2028. Pero dahil kay Line You Do Not Cross, dahil kay Super Hipag. Okay. yung kay Aini, I think. Kasi dun sa interview kay Tunying, she ano pa eh, medyo lumayo pa siya dun sa tanong kay Amy eh. Parang that's a line you do not cross, you ask her. So baka meron pa, kumbaga si Amy daw is invited sa kanilang Sundays with Imelda. So merong ano eh, kumbaga merong hope pa dun sa dalawa eh. So baka siya tumakbo siya for senator sa 2025, kasabay ni Manang Amy.
Baka hindi naman, wala
na talaga, hope, ano.
Baka hindi naman hope. Baka puro body language na lang. Hindi... Walang lalabas na statement. Paano? Marcos pa rin eh. At kung tatakbo si Lam this election, maliban sa masikip, dalawang Marcos?
Okay, diba? Yes. Ang pangit tingnan.
Kaya kung magbabawasan sila, we see that with the Tulfos, right? Once pinasok si Ben Tulfo, bumaba ng 18 points si Erwin. Erwin was like 75% dun sa first Octa one. The second, nung pinasok si Ben, bumaba siya sa 57, 56. So maybe you're right. Maybe actually it also doesn't make sense for her to run if Amy is going to be there. So maybe this is
2028.
Yeah, and she could say, Aimee, you're still the sister, you're still family. We don't want to create any trouble. Please go run and we're going to support you. 19 namin, kailangan mo maging relevant once in a while. But at the end of the day, you know, the Ilocano blood is thicker than the DDS politics, right? If I can put it that way.
China.
Mark. Same kasi natin, Marco, nanonood kanina from Ibiza, shout out. Mark, you were talking about this. Do you see a situation whereby you have Bam Aquino and Team Admin together and they'll be essentially team, hindi naman makabayan kasi nakuha na yung makabayan block. Let's say, yeah, alam mo na, essentially, kayo ang...
Yeah, and then, kasi that started nung Tuesday, I was able to interview former Senator Trillanes. Diba, ikaw din na-interview mo din siya, di ba, this past day din. Pero yun ang tinanong ko sa kanya, if you think there's a possibility na magkakaroon na talaga ng unity ticket with dating magkalaban Marcos and Aquino together, former Senator Trillanes is pushing for it. Siya mismo ang nagpo-push. So, merong moves coming from sa kampo na yun to join forces. Ang sinabi nga niya, of course, yung makinarya, yung ano, in a tight race, makakatulong yung makinarya if you are nandun ka sa lower half ng mga senatorial balls. Pero yun nga, ang problema kasi, kung titingnan mo yung tatlong tatakbo for the opposition side, the genuine opposition side, si Kiko Pangilinan, posible siguro, si Chel ang medyo ano eh, yung pinag-usapan natin, parang medyo hindi pasok eh. Baka hindi ma, yung base niya might not be able to like yung pagsama niya with ang Marcos eh. Yung kay Bam, kung si Bam ang pumiling sumama, that would, in terms of symbolism, in terms of, ano diba, parang grand ano gesture, na a Marcos and an Aquino coming together in a unity ticket para makalaban yung mga senatorial balls na who are pro-China. So, parang ano eh, parang kung titingnan mo, parang posible. So, yun ang, yun nga, ang sinabi ko nga, ang term nga is Team Pilipinas eh. Para yung kabilang side is mukhang yun yung
exactly. Team
alam mo na
Pilipinas versus Team Maka China no, or something like that, diba?
Beijing ano, pero
team
anyway,
gentleman's agreement team ng gentleman parang nangyari sa Beijing run, may tatlong ganon tapos dyan. Ikaw Rona, do you think that would be too crazy? I think Bam and Admin in the same unity grand coalition. Or, I mean, the Admin will have all the resources and all of that too, right? It makes sense for some of the real opposition people to join there in the name of fighting Pasabayan, West Philippine Sea, because this could be also a kind of a Makapili versus Makabayan kind of debate.
It's not impossible, but for now, improbable. No? Dahil, for now, walang masyadong value added yung opposition dun sa Admin's slate. Unless, sabi nga ni Mark, ay ma-develop yung narrative na may value added. Pero for now, walang value added eh. Dahil kung titignan mo sa lahat ng surveys, ang liit ng percentage ng opposition. Diba? Sa Okta, 4%. Eh, no? For now, ay medyo improbable. Baka nga maging vulnerable pa. At delikado kasi si Bam, si Shell, at saka si Kiko, kung sila ay wala dun sa 12 winning margin sa surveys, tapos hindi ka administration. Dahil bawas pa yan ng kwan eh. Bawas pa yan ng 15 to 20%. Dahil yung administration, hawak ang mga LGU sa midterm. Yung administration, hawak ang military at saka police during the midterm. Yung administration, hawak yung COMELEC during the midterm. So kung ikaw ay opposition at wala ka sa administration slate, no? At labas ka ng 12, no? Lalo kang bababa. Dahil nga hindi ka administrasyon at napaka-powerful ng administrasyon during the midterm. Tapos wala ka pang resources. I doubt kung sino yung tutulong in terms of big money. Yung big money pupunta yan dun sa dalawang major contender, no? Yung Marcoses, yung administration at saka yung Duterte. So, at this point, wala akong nakikitang indications papunta ron. At this point, no?
Sir Ronald, may tanong ko lang. May value ba for the Marcoses to have an Aquino on their... Yung, kasi yung symbolism eh. na kasi si Bongbong, he is trying to clear the name, he is trying to heal yung EDSA and all that, to have an Aquino on your slate, what do you see na may value kaya dun for them na para sa pamilya nila and sa, of course, yung mga issues dun sa kanyang ama and martial law?
For now, in terms of numbers, wala pa akong nakikita ang value.
Numbers,
oh,
mahirap eh, pero...
Unless mag-scale out yung Aquino, yung opposition, para maging appealing sila sa administration. Ibig sabihin, meron silang value added. Pero ilang buwan na lang eh. Hindi ganun kadali na ipump prime yan eh. No? So, yun yung kwan ko lang. Yung una yung numbers. Ikalawa, it could be a vulnerability eh. No? Pwede yung maging magnet yan. Paano na-demonize kasi ng mga Duterte yung Aquino brand for 6 years eh. Diba? Na-demonize eh. At hanggang ngayon, kaya walang value added yung brand na yan ay dahil nga na-demonize. I doubt kung yan ay mababago in the next few months. No? Kaya again, ano ba yung value added after na-demonize ng 6 years? Baka maging vulnerable pa eh. Sabi na nga ba, no? Pinagpalit tayo sa mga yan, no? Pinagpalit tayo sa kalaban, no? Etc., etc. No? At panghuli, unless magiging compelling, ma-weaponize at magiging emotional election issue yung West Philippine Sea, yung foreign policy, hindi siya value added at this point. Para sabi mo kasi, pwedeng sabihin Team Pilipinas eh, di ba? Kaya yun yung tingin ko pinakamalaking possibility. Kung yan within the next few months ma-weaponize at diyan magkaka-unite yung opposition at saka yung administration laban sa mga Duterte na clearly pro-China. So, pero at this point, hindi pa eh. Hindi pa siya emotional, hindi pa siya weaponized, no? Hindi pa siya, baka sa 2028. Baka sa 2028. Nagsisimula pa lang eh.
Right. At last point on this before we go to the final episode, the ultimate episode, dahil meron tayong newest member of 100 Most Influential. We have to discuss that. There's no way na hindi natin tatapusin week na to without acknowledging the fantastic contribution. Baka 100 most influencers dapat. But anyway, before we go there, Sir Ronald, for me kasi, if you are Bam Aquino, the worst case scenario is matalo ka pa, tapos kay BBM ka pa, ma-morally compromised ka pa. Diba? I mean, like, there's also that risk for that side na yun nga, malabo ka manalo, tapos makompromise ka pa for good, di ba?
You know, lose-lose ka dyan.
Lose-lose talaga. I mean, rather go and lose with honor, right? Or let's say at least I stood by my convictions and then maybe fight another day because he's young and he has a lot of potential.
Tsaka yeah. Even if, halimbawa, si Bam, just in case, no? For the sake of argument, just kahit may ganong klaseng inclination si Bam na hindi ko nakikita at this point, kahit may ganon siyang inclination, I doubt kung yung Aquino family magkakaroon ng ganong inclination.
No? Yeah. Exactly. Thank you so much on that. On that note, I think this will set the tone for our final and short episode. Very short kasi 100 most influential. I'm sorry, influential sa pag-usapan natin. Thank you.